This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to travel to Thailand from 1st to 5th of April for an official visit, the first by a Nepali Prime Minister to the country. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel expresses confidence that Gautam Buddha International Airport will soon operate at its full capacity. And at least 18 people have been killed and 19 injured as South Korea's wildfires continue to ravage the country's southeast. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli will travel to Thailand from 1st to 5th of April for an official visit, the first by a Nepali Prime Minister to the country. The trip follows an invitation from Thailand's Prime Minister Pathongtan Shinawatra. Prime Minister Oli will be joined by his wife Radhika Shakye and a delegation that includes Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Dewa, Chief Advisor Bishnu Prasad Rimal, Economic Advisor Yuvaraj Khatioda, senior officials, private sector representatives and journalists. The visit includes talks with Shinawatra to discuss trade, tourism and other areas of cooperation between Nepal and Thailand. On 4th of April, Prime Minister Oli will lead Nepal's delegation to the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, hosted by Thailand, and deliver an address. He is expected to hold bilateral meetings with other regional leaders during the summit. The delegation will return to Nepal on 5th of April. A meeting of the coalition partners took place at Prime Minister's residence in Balwarthar today. The meeting chaired by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was attended by key leaders, including Nepali Congress President Sharbada Dewa. The meeting featured in-depth discussions on recent developments in national politics, the government's roadmap and coordination among the coalition partners. In particular, leaders shared their views on bills under consideration in Parliament, preparations for the upcoming budget, and various political appointments. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has expressed confidence that Gautam Buddha International Airport will soon operate at its full capacity. Speaking as the keynote speaker at an interaction program titled Lumbini's Potential, organized by Kantipur Media Group in Bhairahawa today, he highlighted that significant decisions had been made to ensure the airport's complete functionality in the near future. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel acknowledged past skepticism surrounding the airport's necessities and doubts about its completion during construction. He emphasized that despite such concerns, the facility had been successfully built and now stood as a fully equipped international airport. He refuted claims that the airport could operate at full capacity or that its investment had gone to waste, asserting that it would soon prove its worth by functioning at its maximum potential. Addressing doubts about its operational viability, Deputy Prime Minister Paudel stated that the question of whether the airport will function effectively was outdated. He explained that such concerns were common with new airports worldwide and stressed that this facility was built not just for construction's sake, but to be fully operational. He added that multiple meetings with relevant stakeholders and authorities have taken place at the central level to devise strategies for running the airport at full capacity. Granting permits has begun for spring mountaineering for this year. According to the Department of Tourism, a total of 58 people, including 18 women and 40 men from 8 mountaineering groups, have obtained permission for climbing various peaks. Climbers from 24 countries, including Nepal, have so far taken permission from mountaineering this season. Deputy Director Leela Dharawasti informed that granting permission for climbing during the season has begun. He said permission would be given for scaling the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, very soon. The climbing companies are engaged in preparation to manage Everest climb. Spring season is considered an ideal time for climbing peaks, including Mount Everest. A significant number of foreigners come to Nepal to climb the world's summit during the spring season. The Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee, SPCC, has deputed an ice-field doctor icefall doctor rather, to make way for climbing Mount Everest in the spring season. The SPCC has deployed a 10-member team to construct the path from the base camp to the second camp of the Mount Everest. Similarly, skilled climbers have recently been deployed for rope fixing from the second camp to the summit of Mount Everest. The Mountaineering Operators Association has deputed 10 Sherpa climbers led by Ashok Lama to fix the rope to the summit. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 18 people have been killed and 19 injured as South Korea's wildfires continue to ravage the country's southeast, according to the latest numbers from the Ministry of Interior and Safety. The unprecedented crisis remains critical, according to Acting President Han Duck-soo, who said that the fires were rewriting the record books for the worst wildfires in the nation's history. More than 23,000 people have been evacuated and several heritage cultural sites affected, including a 1,300-year-old Buddhist temple that was destroyed. A firefighting helicopter crashed in the mountains of Uising County just after midday, according to the authorities who are investigating the cause. Thousands of firefighters and about 5,000 military personnel have been deployed to contain multiple blazes, as well as helicopters from the U.S. military stationed in Korea. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea in separate deals with the US after 3 days of peace talks in Saudi Arabia. Washington said all parties would continue working toward a durable and lasting peace in statements announcing the agreements, which would reopen an important trade route. They have also committed to develop measures to implement a previously agreed ban on attacking each other's energy infrastructure, according to the White House. But Russia said naval ceasefire would only come into force after a number of sanctions against its food and fertilizer trade were lifted. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be and is partly cloudy in the hilly regions and fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places off the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and light snowfall at one or two places off the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to travel to Thailand from 1st to 5th of April for an official visit, the first by a Nepali Prime Minister to the country. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel expresses confidence that Gautam Buddha International Airport will soon operate at its full capacity. And at least 18 people have been killed and 19 injured as South Korea's wildfires continue to ravage the country's southeast. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.